Well, Kansas's reach is long. I mean, you've been in old school, Anchorman, South Park, in addition to Supernatural. So you guys are spreading the wealth everywhere. It's awesome.
Well, and it's what's great about this is still fun. I'm always looking for new equipment. You know, I've recently put together a new guitar rig that I'm still fine tuning. I'll be working, you know, on that. You know, today before the show tonight, the tours are just getting started. This is our third show of the year.
Wow, really?
This is all very, and this doesn't get old. After we did a year and a half of Loved Overture Live and Beyond tour, and so now we're in the fall. We're going to start the Point of No Return 40th anniversary tour, which is going to be another 2.5 hour show. So between now and then, it's more, you know, it's casinos, state fairs, things like that.
Right.
Is mostly what we're doing. And so, you know, that's an hour and a half. It's not a 2.5 hour set. It just seems so easy now. And so we changed the set list up a bit, really for that type of an event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, again, with this bunch of guys, it's like, here's something we haven't done in a long time. Let's do this song. Let's do that song. You know, we're just changing it up. Just in rehearsals today, we made a couple changes. We have three more Left Overture tour shows that we have to make up from last year.
Oh, okay.
So in rehearsals yesterday, we've changed a couple things up even with that. We're always, what if we, and everybody says, sure, why not? Let's give it a try. So it's, you know, we're having so much fun in doing this. We've half written the next new album.
Wow.
We did that about a month ago. We all got together down in Florida. We go down there and hide away in a resort and spend a week together, you know, writing material.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start recording again next January.
Nice, man. Well, so, we look forward to hearing it. That's great news.
So then we'll be doing the Point of No Return tour up to 2020.
The anniversary tour, yeah, okay.
So that will end this year and continue all the way through 19 with another new album. And it's not hard to imagine that we'll probably record the Point tour live, too. So
44 years strong and still going and still having fun doing it. That's great to hear, man.
Yeah, it's... I can't imagine doing anything else, really. It's I don't know if I could reassimilate into the civilian life. I really don't. It's I've just done this too long. I've seen what's behind the curtain too many times.
Yeah.
You know, I love going back home to Kansas and seeing people and stuff, seeing friends.
Mm-hmm.
But you find yourself so many times kind of on the outside of conversations because everybody else lives in normal life.
In the real world, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't live in the real world.
Of course not.
I've lived in this fantastic imaginary dream world that is my reality for 44, almost 45 years now. And it's just kind of hard to sit down and talk shop over the fence.
Yeah, it's hard to relate to something you don't live on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, it's. I think that's why so many musicians, especially as they've been around for a while, you know, the seasoned musicians are still doing it because there's something about them that compels them to, and you find a kinship with them, and you all kind of have the same story. You've all done the same thing, and it's like going to AA, where everybody has something in common you can talk about. You know, a bunch of old band guys have a lot in common. You all have funny stories, and you all played the same places and went through the same struggles. And,
right. Yeah, somebody like Paul McCartney obviously doesn't have to do this, and he hasn't had to for the last 30 years, but he does it still because he loves it.
Well, I got into a band because I wanted to be in a band.
Yeah.
You know, anybody, you can buy a guitar and sit around the house and play it. But I always wanted to be a part of something, and that, you know, being in a band, there are so many tremendous players. You see them on the internet, and they're just similar players, but
sure.
Playing in a band is what it's all about.
Right, exactly.
You know, to be be with five, six guys and creating something out of thin air and performing it is an amazing experience.
And the songs that you guys have written and recorded speak volumes over the years. I mean, they're iconic.
I've been very fortunate that some, a few songs have popped out that have stood the test of time.
Yeah, most definitely.
Let me still do this. I am, every day, I'm very grateful that this is my life, and I get to do this.
Well, it's an honor talking to you, Richard. Having been a fan forever and a guitar player myself since I'm 9, your songs were among the first I learned, or attempted to learn, still trying to master them.
Oh, there's a few things that I'm still trying to master. there's a song called On the Other Side we added to the set list, and the verses is probably one of the most awkward, hard things to play of all time. Zach, our newest addition, Zach Risby, the other guitar player, he played it, and he's an extraordinary engineer. He produced the last album with us. He's a very accomplished guitar player. He says that's the hardest thing he's ever had to learn.
Really?
It's really awkward because it doesn't stop. It's very awkward fingering. It doesn't play well. And so, yeah, now that that's back in the set, you know, for the summer, it's just like constantly trying to get comfortable in playing that thing. And you know, after 30 plus years, it's never going to be easy, never going to be comfortable.
It's a workout, huh? It keeps your yeah, chops up. Well, look, in closing, man, I got to tell you that black eye patch is the most rock and roll thing I've seen on stage in forever. I know it's not cosmetic badass purposes, but it's killer nonetheless. I'm glad you made that choice to not replace the prosthetic again.
Yeah, I had a glass eye for a long time. It was time for a new one, and I said, I don't want a new one. I'm just going to get an eye patch, and the rest is rock and roll history.
Right on. Richard Williams of Kansas in town, Sunday, Mystic Lake Casino, Kansas live. And I'm going to give away tickets pretty soon here on Jack. I appreciate you rapping with us today, man. It's great talking to you.
Sure. Good to talk to you, too. Thank you so much for your time.